Casey Phillips here with Kevin Luhr's team dietitian, and we have a new toy to show off that you get to use with all the players in here. So tell us a little bit about what this bod pod is.
So the bod pod, basically, it measures all of the guys' body fat percentages. This is probably the most hated machine on site by the players. Essentially, what the players do is they crawl into this little tiny capsule right here.
It just made like a spaceship noise also,
yeah,
which is pretty awesome.
Basically, and we can actually fit anywhere from 170 pounds to, I've gotten 380 pound individuals in here before. So even though it looks very, very small, which it is, we can definitely cram them in there. This basically reads how much space they take up in the capsule. And then we measure that against their actual weight and we get their density or their body fat percentage.
What exactly is the whole process here of how this is gonna work?
Well, did we want to start with you, or how?
I guess I will be a guinea pig, although hearing all the guys coming out of here being real depressed, it's
all right.
Excited. I feel like it's going to be a confidence-boosting activity.
Yes, let's do it then. We're going to do about 2 to 3 tests.
Okay.
They're going to be about 45 seconds each. So the biggest thing is just I want you to breathe normally. Okay?
That seems harder.
Don't hyperventilate. Relax. But do not move, okay? Do not laugh.
Relax, but do not move.
Okay, so it'll be okay. 45 seconds okay. Each. All right, let's
so
do
no
this.
So no making funny faces at me when I'm in here.
I will not do that,
okay,
I promise.
Perfect. All
right. We do have guys that do that, but you know they're not here right now.
So.
All right, here we go. Guess what?
Did I pass?
All done.
Yay! So what is the main reason you guys got this? Like, what was the intention behind it and what it really helps you guys do that you wouldn't be able to without it?
Well, the main reason we conduct body fat assessments is because it's actually very indicative of risk of injury. So the fatter you are or the more body fat you have, if you think of it as like it's dead weight that's gonna be on your hips, your knees, your ankles, that football's an agility sport, so it's a lot of change of direction. So if you're going one way and all of a sudden you need to go the other way, all that fat's still going this way.
Right.
So it's gonna be a lot of wear and tear on your ligaments, on your tendons, muscles, so that's where you see a lot of muscle pulls and a lot of ligament and tendon tears.
So how do you look at this for, let's say, an O lineman versus a wide receiver? I'm thinking their stats are gonna be
yeah.
a little bit different. So how do you evaluate it?
General rule of thumb for offensive linemen, let's say, 25% or below. It's usually between 20 and 25% is a good number. For wide receivers, it's gonna be a lot lower, usually below 10%. You usually have to lose a little bit more body fat as a wide receiver. Corners are pretty much in the same ballpark as wide receivers. Defensive linemen are in the same ballpark as offensive linemen, and then everybody in between. It's done 4 times a year, just to kind of make sure that guys are kind of keeping with it and staying on their diet. And we know that they're exercising, but that's really, really important.